This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As-salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Dear Muslims, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the righteous and the pious in the Quran, look at how they are described. Look at the adjectives and the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions for them. And you will find that inevitably, the adjectives and the qualities that Allah uses to describe the believers consists of active nouns, active verbs, active adjectives. What do I mean by this? Look at what the Quran says. In over 40 verses, Allah describes the believers as those who يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. They are consistently establishing the salah, and they are frequently giving the zakah. يُقِيمُونَ and يُؤْتُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that when the people enter Jannah, the angels will say, جَزَاءً بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. This is the response and the result of that which you frequently used to do, that which you habitually did. And look at the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an entire page describing the believers, one of the most famous passages in the Quran. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. The one who constantly, consistently gives zakah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. They are perpetually praying their salah. Brothers and sisters, the entire Quran is full of adjectives that indicate consistent worship. And this is something that we all understand and recognize. Allah never praises just a spurt of worship. Allah never praises just a phase of worship. No, that is not praiseworthy. What is praiseworthy is consistency. What is praiseworthy is a lifelong attachment to the rituals and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah blesses people because of a lifestyle, not because of a habit or a fad, not because of a temporary boost in our iman. This month of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reintroduced us to the beauty of worship. Every single person sitting here, without exception, has increased our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that Ramadan is finishing, now that we have a few days left, and then we will go back to our pre-Ramadan schedule, the question arises, how much of this passion, how much of this zeal, how much of this newfound enthusiasm will we allow ourselves to continue after the month is over? Subhanallah, look at our regular worldly relationships. Can you imagine when you go to work and you only show up one day enthusiastically, and the rest of the time that you're there, you do nothing, you have no commitment, you are not showing your talent? Could such a job flourish, or will you be fired? Can you imagine in your marriage, if only the first month, the honeymoon period, you are a true husband or you're a true spouse, and then after that, khalas, you fail in the duties of being a spouse? Can such a marriage flourish? In this world, we don't accept just a quick spurt of activity. In this world, it is commitment that is rewarded. It is perpetually showing that you are dedicated to a cause that causes you to be rewarded. And so how much more so should this example apply when we talk about religiosity, when we talk about our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us of this reality when he said, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. The most beloved of all deeds to Allah, the most beloved of all deeds, are those deeds that are perpetual. They are habitual, even if they are very small. I want us to absorb this hadith in the last days of Ramadan. Why? Because now is the time. Now, before Ramadan is over, when you and I have to make a commitment, what shall be my lifestyle? 1 week from today. 1 week from today is Eid. What shall be my lifestyle 1 week onwards? How will I change post-Ramadan that I didn't have pre-Ramadan? What new routines will I add to my schedule of worship? What new positive akhlaq will I seek to inculcate in my life that I didn't have before Ramadan? Which specific bad habits that I tackled in this month will I make a commitment to Allah I will not go back to, I will not revert to, I will not continue those bad deeds that Allah has blessed me to give up in this month of Ramadan? Right now, we need to make this commitment, because once Ramadan is over, that is when our weaknesses begin. During these last days of Ramadan, the holiest nights of Ramadan, this is when we have to examine our lives and our lifestyles. And subhanAllah, one point that needs to be mentioned as well, brothers and sisters, how quickly time flies. Literally, it was yesterday I was standing here encouraging us to be ready for Ramadan, to be prepared for Ramadan. And here we are today, the last Jumu'ah of Ramadan of this year. The twinkling of an eye and it is gone. And inevitably, brothers and sisters, it is the sunnah of Allah. This crowd that is gathered here today, all of us, mashallah, our maximum attendance in throughout the year is today. We do not know who will not be here next Ramadan's last Jumu'ah. We don't know. Wallahi, we do not know. Inevitably, there will be people sitting here right now. This is the sunnah of Allah. There are people sitting here right now. They will not be here next Ramadan. This is the way of the world. Nobody can predict. Nobody knows. Some might be elderly expecting their time to go. Others at the prime of their youth. Others at midlife and something sudden happens. This is the way of the creation around us. And we should learn a lesson from the quick passing of time. How swiftly time goes on. Ask yourselves, how many Ramadans has Allah blessed us with? For some of us, it might be only in the single digits. For others, it might be, alhamdulillah, 60, 70 Ramadans. But inevitably, a Ramadan will be our last Ramadan. Perhaps for some amongst us, it is this Ramadan that is our last Ramadan. If that is the case, then how much more so we need to make a firm commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this Ramadan is going to be my best Ramadan, and the days after Ramadan are going to be the best days after Ramadan of any previous Ramadan that I have engaged with. Brothers and sisters, in this month specifically, I want to point out a number of things that all of us have experienced. In this month, our masjid attendance has skyrocketed, and we thank Allah for that. Our masjid attendance has gone, alhamdulillah, to the highest of the high. Every single night, alhamdulillah, we have thousands of people here. Even in the qiyam at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., you come, and it is completely packed to the end. But brothers and sisters, the Lord of Ramadan is also the Lord of Shawwal. The creator of all of us in this month is the creator of all other months as well. And the huquq of Allah and the rights of Allah are no less after Ramadan than they are during Ramadan. And so when we have gained the pleasure of worshipping Allah in the masajid, I encourage myself and all of you to increase masjid attendance. Make this in your schedule. Make sure that as often as you can, once a day, maybe Fajr or Isha, or if you live far from the masjid, 2-3 times of the week, or even if you live farther than this, at least once a week, make a commitment, more than just Jumu'ah. I'm going to come and be with my brethren, my sisters. I want to be in this community. Another aspect of Ramadan that we all feel is that we increase in our tilawah of the Quran and listening to the Quran. And we all know firsthand how sweet that feeling is. And we all know that immersing ourselves in the Quran is the number one mechanism of increasing our iman. Nothing allows us to feel spirituality as quickly and as immediately as listening to the Quran and reciting the Quran. We experience this in Ramadan. Well then, why don't we make it a habit? Why don't we make it a habit that every single day I shall experience this pleasure with the Quran? Every single day I shall make it into my routine. Let no single day go by except that you touch the book of Allah. Dear Muslims, I strongly encourage myself and all of you, put this in your mind, just 5 minutes a day. Wallahi, you can spare it, I can spare it. 5-10 minutes a day. Take that book off the shelf. Open it up before you go to work or before you go to sleep or whatever schedule. But it has to be in your schedule and it has to be a non-negotiable time. That's what our Prophet ﷺ said. Make your deeds da'im. Make your good deeds continual, perpetuous. Put it into your schedule. I shall touch this book, read this book, benefit from this book every single day. As you're driving to work, as you're commuting to work, rather than waste time listening to that which will be of no benefit, put on some Quran as well. Listen to the Quran so that your iman becomes strong. You feel a sense of spirituality. This is another benefit of this month of Ramadan. And another benefit, brothers and sisters, and of course this is one of the most obvious ones, but it must be said. The commitment for salah, the commitment to pray regularly. There are many amongst us, we are still struggling to perfect our 5 daily salawat. And indeed, it is a struggle. There's no question about that. Because the one who prays 5 daily salawat, his entire life revolves around the salah. He has to look at his schedule. Where will I be for dhuhr? I need to be in a place I can pray. What will I do for maghrib? There's only a short period of time. Your life is affected when you become regular musalli. We understand. I understand. But don't you see as well that when your life revolves around the worship of Allah, That is when you become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have to plan your day thinking, I have to pray every single salah, where will I be? How can I pray? This is what separates the righteous, the awliya, the muttaqeen, the saliheen. And in this month of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, I encourage everyone to make a renewed commitment. If you're already praying 5 times a day, then raise the bar with sunan. If you're already doing the sunan, raise the bar with some nafil. If you're already doing some nafil, raise the bar with the quality of your worship, and there is no end to the quality of khushu'. But if you haven't begun your journey in the 5 salawat, if you're still struggling with this, then brothers and sisters, a blunt question, and allow me to be blunt. For how long will you procrastinate and delay? To what end? Surely you and I both understand when you keep on saying, next Ramadan I'll be better, tomorrow I'll be better. Surely you understand that between you and the next Ramadan is the uncertainty of the angel of death. How can you keep on procrastinating and delaying? Right here and now you are alive. Right here and now you are qualified to make these decisions. Tomorrow there is no guarantee. So today I encourage myself and all of you, right here and now, make a commitment to Allah. This year, this upcoming year, I shall be a better Muslim. I will show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will demonstrate I want to be a pious person. And brothers and sisters, in that demonstration, in that niyyah, this is what Allah blesses. Allah doesn't care about the actual result as much as He cares about the effort. Allah wants to see you trying. Allah wants to see you put in the effort. We're all sinners. We're all falling short. We all have issues we're struggling with. Don't let your sins pull you back from doing good deeds, brothers and sisters. If you are having some bad habits, may Allah forgive. Don't use that as an excuse to not do good deeds. Do good deeds and ask Allah to forgive you for the bad habits and work on those bad habits. This is the reality of what struggling with iman is. Brothers and sisters, in this month of Ramadan, every one of us has appreciated for one more time the beauty, the blessings of being a Muslim. What a great blessing it is. Islam allows us the peace, the comfort of knowing why we are here, what we are doing. The worship of Allah gives us a pleasure like no other pleasure. The nobility we feel when we are in sajda, the happiness we feel when we listen to the Quran, the spiritual ease we feel being Muslim. We know nothing in this world can make us feel like this. Well then, if we know it, then what is preventing us from continuing that same beautiful feeling after the month of Ramadan? Brothers and sisters, I urge myself and all of you, think long and hard. Make a commitment today in this last Jumu'ah of Ramadan. Make a sincere commitment and make a concrete commitment, not just a generic, I'm going to be better. You know yourself better than anybody else. You know what you're struggling with. You know the pious deeds you can do but you're not doing. You know the sins that you need to get rid of. Make a sincere commitment. And again, it is the commitment. It's not the success. If you fail once, keep on trying. You fail 10 times, keep on trying. I repeat, it is the effort that Allah is pleased with, not necessarily the success. It is the continuity of you struggling, of you showing Allah. So make this commitment today and ask yourself specifically, how will I be a better person after this month of Ramadan? And then during these last days, during these most blessed nights, make dua to Allah specifically for what you have in mind. Ya Allah, make it easier for me to pray, for example. Ya Allah, this is a sin I'm struggling with. Ya Allah, you know I don't like doing this. You know I'm struggling. Ya Allah, I need your help to overcome this particular habit of mine. These are the days and these are the nights to make these du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who its verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the One and the Unique. He it is whom we worship, and it is His aid that we seek. He is the Lord of the oppressed, and He hears the prayer of the weak. As to what follows, brothers and sisters, there's a famous incident in the Seerah where on the morning of the Battle of Uhud, a non-Muslim came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and embraced Islam and fought in the Battle of Uhud. And the Battle of Uhud took place in the early morning after Salat al-Fajr. And it so happened he died a shaheed, and he did not pray a single salah because dhuhr hadn't come and he accepted Islam after Fajr and he died a shaheed. The Sahaba were puzzled. Ya Rasulullah, this is a man, he hasn't done one sajda in his life. He hasn't prayed one salah. And yet he's dying the death of a shaheed and he will go all the way up there. And they were informed, and this is a general rule, and it is found in the Quran and Sunnah. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Actions are judged, not how they began, but how they ended. Your life is judged, not according to the past, but according to how it finished. أَعْمَال بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Deeds are judged at how you end them, not how you began them. So, brothers and sisters, we have 5 days left of this blessed month. 5 nights left of this blessed month. Tonight is six days, we can say. Tonight and tomorrow night are just the beginning, and then the 27th, which has the highest possibility of being Laylatul Qadr. Those who were lazy in the beginning of the month, don't lose hope. Those who were mediocre, half-hearted, don't lose hope. Al-A'malu bil-Khawateem. The race is still not over. The finish line is in sight. And if you sprint now, and if you give your utmost effort now, and if you do now what you could not do in the first 25 days, alhamdulillah, you have finished upon good. And innama al-a'malu bil-khawateem. These are the nights, the most blessed nights. Tomorrow night and the 27th and the 29th, we still have 3 potentials for Laylatul Qadr. These are the days, these are the nights where we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what it means to be a dedicated worshipper. So I encourage myself and all of you, do not lose hope. Whatever has happened in this month, however mediocre or poor you think your record has been, Allah does not judge according to the past. Allah judges by how things end. And here we have the opportunity. Alhamdulillah, still almost a full week left. So as the Prophet ﷺ would do, the hadith says he would tighten his belt in these days. Tighten his belt is a metaphor. He would get serious. He would spend the entire night awake. أَحْيَا لَيْلَتَهُ. These are the only nights of the whole year that he would not sleep. Every other night he would tahajjud and sleep. These nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights, he would spend the whole night awake. If you're able to do that, fine. And tomorrow, most of us will be on a holiday anyway, so 25th, inshallah, is the minimum we can do. And if you have to go to work and you, then still, the amount of time you spend awake on these nights must be more than any other night. Yes, you have to go to sleep, I understand. But still, Allah knows you're balancing between the two. So finish, brothers and sisters, upon khair. Finish upon the fastest sprint you can do. Finish the month with the highest level of iman, the highest level of taqwa, the highest level of rituals. Alhamdulillah, if we do so, then this Ramadan will be a success for us. And when this Ramadan finishes, remember, the continuation must begin. And every Ramadan should be in our goal. We raise the bar and go higher and higher until insha'Allah ta'ala we meet our Lord. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tad'a fi hadhi yawmi dhanban illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma fir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, wala taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lilladhina amanu, rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Allahumma a'izzal islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izzal الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم تقبل صيامنا، اللهم تقبل قيامنا، اللهم اجعلنا من الفائزين في هذا الشهر، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار. اللهم أعد علينا رمضان أعواما عديدة وأزمنة مديدة ونحن في صحة وأمن وعافية وأمان، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استو اعتدلوا straighten your rows leave no gaps in the line الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.